your Alley C today.
Fanny and Freddie are asking for a bigger handout. Fair or foul? Should the public pay for NPR? Boy, that's a big question now. It's the water cooler buzz in the wake of the firing of Juan Williams after an appearance on Bill O'Reilly's show. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We're going to talk about that and a slew of other things as well. But first, we get to the Juan Williams firing. We told you about this. This is old news. It happened the other day after his appearance on the O'Reilly Factor, the highest rated program in cable. So he's always pumping books and always pumping NPR. He was, because he was identified as an NPR personality forever and a day. What happened was the discussion turned to Islamic jihadists, and Juan Williams defended Muslims, saying that, you know, really, that there were certainly moderate Muslims, but it was differentiating the extremists from, you know, the moderates. And at one point during the conversation mentioned that, you know, he goes, when he flies, he does go on planes and he'll see people in the full Muslim garb, and it does make him a little bit nervous. He was being honest, because this man is Democrat, is very, very left-leaning, makes no secret about it, and that's his whole thing, and he writes about civil rights. So he was just stating his opinion, and in fact, was sticking up for Muslims in the sense that, hey, I'm not a bigot, but this does worry me, I have to be honest about it. Still saying that there are moderate Muslims was really the point in listening to the conversation. That's what you would have gotten out of it. So we fast forward and NPR dumps Juan Williams. Fox says, okay, well, we'll take that then. We're going to pick up your contract. We're going to give you $2 million and you'll just have a bigger role with us at Fox. We'll just have you on because you can be the other side of the story. Sure, no problem. So now it's all about imbalance, and there are some people who are calling for NPR to just dump NPR altogether. Now, NPR has some great programs, to be sure. They really do. If you listen to NPR, there are programs that have really nothing to do with politics that are incredibly dry, but amazingly informative, things that you probably wouldn't know if you're just cruising down the road. You flip it on and say, I didn't know that. Really? That's how they do that? So Jim DeMint is going to introduce legislation to defund NPR after Juan Williams was dumped. He's going to announce that that's going to happen on Friday. He's going to announce the legislation anyway, because he's saying, look, it's like the Acorn deal. No more money to NPR. NPR has evolved into something different, into a totalitarian outfit functioning as an arm of the far left. So Williams apparently was really shaken up by this whole thing. Of course he was. He had no idea. And, you know, he, on the show, he said that he was the only black man on NPR. So I think that there's going to be a lot of discussions about the funding and all of that sort of stuff. Do I think NPR is going to go away? Do I think that there's not going to be any more public funds for NPR? No, but the discussion now has turned to this, and Jim DeMint, who's never shied away from a good controversy, jumped all over this because he knows that it infuriates so many people that a guy like Juan Williams, who's a nice guy, who is a left-leaning guy, who is playing for the NPR team, it just shows the hypocrisy, because I think they liked the fact that he was doing those appearances because it naturally would point people to NPR and more people that listen. It means, you know, the whole thing. More people will give and all that sort of stuff. That's, and the money will be pumped up and NPR will be able to continue its programming instead of having to let people go. Juan Williams will be fine. He ends up with a bigger contract or whatever. But what happens in the discussion about how certain networks lean? It's like the fair and balanced being attacked on Fox or CNN or now MSNBC just flat out says leaning left or something. They've got commercials that says leans left, something like that when they're talking about Chris Matthews. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the future. Who cares? This is what we are. If you don't like it, go down the dial. Let's go to Dan in Utah. Hello, Dan. You're our leadoff man.
Is that you?
It is me.
I'm not in Utah.
It's Dan in Texas. I didn't know. I got the wrong message. That's okay. We moved you to Utah.
Well, that's okay. It's a beautiful state. I always wanted to live there. Hey, don't worry about the people voting. Even the dead will vote in Illinois. They have for years. Chicago's famous for it.
Even the dead will vote. That's right. You just won't know about it until later.
That's true. I had to get you a little humor there, you know. Okay, Juan Williams. I used to be affiliated with NPR Radio when I was guest poet at Humboldt State University on the Dan Morco program.
There you go.
And they do some good things.
Yes.
And so I'm torn both ways. I, at the same time, I think you, as a broadcaster,
right,
your program probably isn't subsidized by the federal government. You have to compete for business with commercials and so on and so on.
Sure.
And I think NPR should have to do the same thing. And let's see if their little donations and everything like that could keep the little program going. Okay, final point, the French. The French have only had 2 points in their history when they did anything really great. Once was when Charlemagne was emperor, and he established education for the entire population, regardless of birthright. You prince or no, you did not have a job or a set future. It was what you did as a student, and that brought you forward. The second time was when a little Corsican blew the crap out of them and took over the country, and they still love Napoleon Bonaparte to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, that's all my soapbox.
Yeah, that was a good point to be made. Okay, absolutely.
I'll call you later for Nail the Score.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Dan in Texas. I'm with him on the Utah thing. I've spent a little bit of time in Utah, too. It is beautiful. I went skiing. It's been a long time once in Utah, and I was way over my head because that powder was something, but I wasn't used to skiing on powder. I was used to skiing on ice. So it was an interesting day, let's say. By the way, on the Juan Williams thing, the timing couldn't be worse, could it, for NPR? Because they're going through the fundraising right now. And there was an internal memo that was sent out. And in the memo, at the end of the memo, it said, "We're profoundly sorry that this happened during fundraising week. Juan's comments were made Monday night. We didn't feel it would be responsible to delay the action. It was a tough decision, and we appreciate your support." It was an internal memo that was sent to people that were on the staff of NPR, which, of course, it leaked out, and it's all over the place. I'm sure you could find it on the Internet. And they talked about the critical distinction being lost in the debate, that NPR news analysts have a role of set responsibilities, and it's different from a commentator or columnist or any of that, and that they can't take personal public positions on controversial issues because it undermines their credibility as analysts. And that's what happened in this situation, that's what he did in their eyes. So that's why they had to let him go. All right, we're not going away. We're kicking the can down the road next. Who's on pace to win the race? We're going to talk about it.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your magic trick. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
I said we'd check out those races, and we're going to do that, like in California, Fiorina versus Boxer, also in California for the governor's mansion, Whitman versus Brown, what's happening there, Rubio and Crist and Meek, what's going on in that one, because, of course, Charlie Crist, the governor, gave up his Republican status to run as an independent. Is it going to cost him in the end? I think so, the way it's looking. How about Toomey versus Sistak? That's in Pennsylvania. And it looks like Sistak, just a little hint here, is closing the gap a little bit. In Kentucky, Paul and Conway, that's a very tight, tight race. We were just talking about Juan Williams, though, and the opinions are flying all over the place. I say that it's water cooler buzz. That's what we do here on America Tonight in the Overnight Highway, because, man, there's a lot of people who reacted to this one. And I would say that was the biggest conversation, probably, besides what's happening in the elections around offices earlier in the day. Here's the man on the street when they were asked about Juan Williams. Here's some of the opinions.
Well, if he expressed his opinion and got fired for it, I think that's wrong.
If he does feel that way, personally, that's one thing, but it's really not acceptable in the media.
He should have chosen better words.
9/11 changed everything, but not me. I don't think he should have been fired for his comment.
And you know how I feel. I don't think he should have been fired for his comments either. I think NPR missed the boat on that one. They're not worried about it. They're saying no because this isn't what we do, and it's clear this isn't what we do. So this is, we felt like even though it's during the fundraising time, we're going to stand by our standards and practices. Josh in Vermont, hello.
Hi, Kate. I'm a little bit suspicious about this Juan Williams business. You know, considering that Juan Williams is going to make more money at Fox than he ever made at NPR, is it even remotely possible that Williams got an offer from Fox and therefore set himself up to be fired?
You know what? It is a good conspiracy. And you know what? It did cross my mind. It did cross my mind. I'll be honest about that. But I know someone behind the scenes at Fox, Josh, and I asked them, and they pretty much had their ear tapped to the ground, and they didn't think so at all. And, of course, that doesn't mean that that's the way it is. But I think of Juan Williams as kind of a straight-talking kind of guy, and I don't know that's the case with him. I mean, they swooped in. I think what happened is, when NPR decided, hey, look, this was hard for us to do because we like Juan and everything, but this is our standard, so we're going to say goodbye, Fox took the opportunity to snap him up because they know, no matter what, this will look good for Fox. In the court of public opinion, liberal or conservative, people are going to say, yeah, that's right. They took him because he shouldn't have been dropped from that show. He shouldn't have been fired. So I think that's all it was about, that they're opportunists and they swooped in and grabbed the opportunity. I don't think so. Well, I don't think he was expecting. I heard he was really shook up, that he was really sad, that he really liked the NPR thing and he didn't think that was going to happen. More likely, you know what happens is what? you become this journalist who you suddenly get more face time on TV and now you're writing books and you know that you have to keep the machine going, and so he's making these appearances on Fox, and I think it was more that he was probably taking on a lot of things. More than just NPR.
Well, would anybody be surprised to see a Fox show called Hannity and Williams? You know? Remember Hannity and Combs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hannity and Williams might be in the offing. You know, you have a determined Republican Hannity and a weak as water Williams. That's just what Fox viewers want to see.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, did you think Combs was weak? Did you think he was weak?
Oh, yeah. You know, Williams may have been effective on NPR, but once Williams gets to Fox, Williams is going to be just another innocuous token Fox liberal. You know, Williams will never convince even one Fox Republican viewer to become a Democrat. You know, on Fox, Williams will be just liberal enough to put on a good front and protect his Fox paycheck.
That's interesting. You know what? I think there's a lot of people, Josh, that would agree with you on that. Because what you said about Combs, I know a lot of people feel that way about Alan Combs, and that he was the token guy and he was happy to get the check because he was getting paid for his opinions. And Hannity loved him. I mean, Hannity did like him as a person, so he treated him well off camera and everything else. And so it made for, I think what, it's kind of interesting what you're getting at, and this is true. What people sometimes forget, especially with television, is it's infotainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's infotainment more than hardcore. You know, like people see Glenn Beck. You don't think there's some of the theater in Glenn Beck, and most of that is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, what does he really think? What does he really feel? He's riding a big crest, on a big crest of money. He is, because he's, even if people hate him, he's getting attention, and that's what happens. And I think the infotainment thing has infiltrated what used to be traditional news, so it's not that way anymore.
Kate, just think of all the talk show hosts that you know. You know a lot of people, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
If Rupert Murdoch paid these talk show hosts $1 million to do a conservative talk show, or George Soros paid them $1 million to do a liberal talk show, what percentage of them would take up that offer?
I'm going to say probably 85%.
Oh, my goodness. You know a lot of people. Oh, boy.
Isn't that terrible? Josh, you were really, really good caller. Call us more often. You're good. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night. That's the point. That's the truth. The honest truth of it is that there are definitely principled journalists. See, this is the thing that drives me crazy, actually. Now, there's a difference. There is a difference across the board. A talk show host, just like what you're hearing now, whether you agree with me, can't stand what I say, think I'm kind of funny, but don't always agree with me, whatever. I'm paid for my opinion. It's about the opinion game. So that's the idea behind a talk show. It's different than when you're a journalist. It's like when you see your local news anchors. Really, they're supposed to be just telling you what happened. Hey, you're not going to believe what happened down the street, a horrible thing. The school was taken over by a vigilante guy who was crazy, who did whatever, and then there was this accident that luckily nobody was killed, but 10 people were taken to the hospital. Whatever, it's the news, the nuts and bolts, just the meat. Give me the meat. They're not the commentators. That's why there used to be a big, you could tell, there used to be a big difference because on local news, on national news even, somebody would come on and they would do an editorial-like thing, a commentary. And it was purely opinion. That was it. They were the opinion person, not the anchorman who was telling you the news and throwing to the weather person and throwing to the sports person. But now the lines are kind of blurred because of infotainment. It's really the pressure is on about the money and the advertising. Otherwise, people get fired and they shrink news bureaus, which has happened to ABC and CBS and NBC because it is more about the entertainment. I bet you didn't know this. The morning shows, you know, like you have the Today Show and the Good Morning America show and the CBS Morning Show and Fox and Friends and whatever other morning shows there are out there, they're the most popular shows because younger people don't get their news that way. And most people now, with the way businesses operate, virtual offices and all that sort of thing, they don't go in and get out at the traditionally time, like get out at 5 o'clock, get home by 6, watch some news, have some dinner. That's rare. There are people that do that, but it's still very rare. So your bigger numbers are in the morning. And what is the morning filled with? Yeah, the news of the day or what happened in court or what hurricane hit where and, you know, all that stuff. But then it's filled with interviews with movie stars and cooking segments. It's infotainment. It's not hardcore journalism. Even if there is some harder interviews mixed in, it's really infotainment, and that gets lost in the middle of this. But on the Juan Williams thing, I think I had the pleasure of having just a brief conversation with him once, and I think he's a good guy, and I think that he was shaken by the NPR thing, but because Fox saw an opportunity, he does get the big bucks to go to Fox, and of course he's going to take that, and who's going to blame him for snapping that up, right? And where it ends up, you know, who knows? I think Hannity, they like solo this, so I don't know that he might be a commentator, come on one of the panels for Hannity, but I don't see him doing a liberal right thing again. I don't think that'll happen. All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Hang through, everybody.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G C N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Just for the record, and we'll get off of this, even though it has created quite a stir, if you do want to throw in your two cents like Josh did on the Juan Williams firing, certainly do that. Belly on up to the bar. It's free. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Sarah Palin, Mike Huckabee both slammed NPR for their hypocrisy in firing Juan Williams. A lot of people have come out on both ends of this. But here's one quick other note. A buddy of mine who used to work at NPR and still has some pretty good connections there, sent me a text. He was listening to my conversation with Josh and said, Kate, here's something to remember. I think it's starting to be reported at this point. But Juan Williams asked for a face-to-face meeting with NPR. He really was shocked. He asked for a face-to-face meeting saying, wow, I've been here for over 10 years, and he just was basically shot an email that you're terminated and the reason why, but no meeting, no let's talk about this, and okay, then I'm fired, or none of that. There was no calling him in. And he said, listen, I think that I didn't fit into their box as a liberal black man. I guess that's what I'm assuming. And apparently they didn't like him going on Fox. So that was probably tenuous anyway. But they didn't want him to come in. They didn't want to have a conversation about what happened. Instead, they slipped him the pink slip via the email. That is such a chicken way to fire someone. I don't care what. I don't care if you work in a steel mill. I don't care if you're driving a truck, if you're whatever it is that you do. To fire people by email, and I know people do it, but you know, you've got these candidates saying, man up. And this was a woman that fired him. It's like, woman up, you know, come on. At least have the courtesy to talk to him. That's fine if they're going to fire him and say, hey, this isn't where we want to go. This isn't what we do at NPR, and your role is not correct. You're not correctly doing what we would want you to do by appearing on Fox and then look what comes out. Okay, that's fine. That certainly they can do that. But to not call them in, I mean, what does that say? And I like some of the NPR programming. So it's not about the other people on the air at NPR. And, of course, in every city it's different. You know, you have different local shows that come on and stuff. But give me a break with that. You know, I agree there's some hypocrisy there. So the woman behind NPR who basically doesn't even give him a chance to say, okay, well, geez, thanks for the memories. Thanks for giving me a shot. And I understand, even though I don't think it's right or whatever. Has anyone ever been fired from a job? I think everyone at some point in their life has been fired from something, right? Anything. Been fired from a job. And did you ever just get the notice from, you know, second or third hand? Did you ever just get, you know, a voicemail, don't come in any longer, we'll send you your last checks or something, or just got this email that you're gone? And in his case, I think it was wrong what they did. I understand the ideological battle if they feel that and they want to terminate him, but to not, you know, but to not call him in, I mean, that's just tacky. They should have had a meeting with him. Should have done it. They had the opportunity there, and then they can say whatever they want to whoever inquires about it. I mean, come on. All right, let's go to, before we get into the elections, I keep saying we're going to tell you who's outpacing who in the races, because I got some good skinny on that. We'll get to that in a second. But let's go to probably, I bet, a fired-up Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
No, actually, I'm pretty calm. How are you?
You sound pretty calm. I'm good. How are you doing?
I got a new landline on my phone. Does it sound all right?
It sounds great, actually. You sound different.
Okay. Really quick, with all my apologies to the 9/11 truth folks, you know, who believe the government brought down the towers. As far as the Muslim connection, Juan Williams... In a broader aspect, I mean, it's just my opinion. He just brought up something that he thought he was telling, and he, being a liberal, you know, supposedly on the side of the folks that have that admit that they're multiculturalist and diversity. Let's have all views spoken. He spoke what he felt was the truth, and they canned him for it. And you know, you can't bring up your feelings about the Muslim faith. It's very similar to. I don't know, I'm going to sound like a broken record here. The Jersey Transit worker that was fired for burning the Quran. The woman from the, what was it, Phoenix or whatever it was? I had her name. She's underground now. She's gone. She had Draw Muhammad Cartoon Day. So
yeah, the Seattle. There was a Seattle cartoonist.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't believe that Muslims brought the towers down, at the same time, you have this fear. I mean, the man lost, like the other caller said. And by the way, the other caller was very good. Josh, I think his name was.
Yeah, he was good.
And all, I believe I heard his name before on New York radio, so he may not be Josh. But even if he wasn't, I mean, it was a great call. He was very well informed. He probably put his finger on it that he was offered, Mr. Williams was offered more money to go to Fox, which, you know, people, they, no matter what their politics are, and very similar to the politicians, they are going to follow the green no matter what, and that's probably what the problem is. But enough about that. A couple other topics. Have you seen the riots in France?
Yes, I already talked about it. It's insane because they are moving the retirement age from 60 to 62. Give me a break.
Right, but I think it's more than that. I think that they realize how And I'll just mention his name. Alex Jones has been talking about for years, we're going to have worldwide strikes.
Yeah.
And, but I haven't seen anything top of the news on CNN, Fox. I don't see it. I'm like, I don't have a computer.
No. I don't know who's not talking about it, but I know that there is conversation about it. Are you kidding? They've gone to the streets with rubber bullets. The cars are on fire. Yeah. Listen to this too, Mark. This is crazy. If you were trying to get out, you know, you're an American or whoever, and you're trying to get a flight, you can't even get close to the airport. You get dumped on the side of the road, and you got to drag your luggage like a mile and a half to get into the airport. It's so crazy.
But the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal also had the protest in Britain.
Yeah.
Cameron's coming in and slashing $121 billion. From this budget, I mean, and they're just drastically cutting their military. Now, I don't really, honestly, I don't want to care about Great Britain because their people are already surveilled with more cameras. They're also readmitting this program or restarting this program. They're going to track every email and phone call that's made in Britain by the British citizens. So they're basically a prison. They are a prison society. They are, and we're close to having it here because the technology is available. They're monitoring my calls, your calls.
Yeah. All,
and they just haven't told that we're doing it. And
right.
they said that we've talked about that this is what is going to happen. And just remember this. Let me make a quick comment. Kevin Cameron, if that's his name, do you know who he hired to be his PR person after she left the Obama administration? That's right, America. That neo-Stalinist, what's her name, Anita Dunn?
Anita Dunn.
Right.
You're kidding. I didn't even know.
Cameron
hired Dunn?
He hired Dunn before he was. So believe me, he is a fake conservative. I think, the British society is almost done. They got they say they want to follow all the tracked emails because they can't kick the radical Muslims out. They're afraid to do it because they have money on deposit in Bank of England, Bank of Scotland. And it's just, you know, I just saw all this crazy stuff going on. And with the Juan Williams story is out there. Everything else around the world is just absolutely nuts.
Oh, yeah, the French Union, the massive pension protest, it's like day 10 now.
Yep.
The chaos at the airport, it's nutty. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Right, that was good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Thanks, Wee.
Yeah, you have a good one. All right, we move from Mark in New York to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good, how are you?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
How about simply fantastic, out of this world, stupendous, super duper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
There you go.
Those French protests, I mean, in some of the French newscasts here in Montreal, they've been the lead story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm thinking, you guys have it, you know, you're lucky. You can retire at 62 here. we're lucky if we can,
retire at 75.
Do I hear 80?
Yeah. In the United States, it's the have and the have-nots anymore. Are you kidding?
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, how that guy in National Public Radio was fired over email.
Mm-hmm.
As we would say here in Quebec, PC. I'll translate to you. Bad class, which means no class.
Yeah, it's good. That's an outrageous way to do anybody.
Yeah.
And it just shows you, to me, you have no backbone if you fire someone that way. Listen,
right.
I don't. If they were going to fire him, that's fine. Anybody can fire anyone. Cause, no cause. People don't like it. People like it. But this says something about the person.
Right.
I would never. You know what? I was in a job once where I had to fire someone, and I did. I was the savior. I wanted to save people, but I had to fire two people. I didn't want to do it, but I didn't send an email.
Right. Well, it's just like with, it's just like with Julie. Unfortunately, she's had to do it. And what she does is that she brings them into her office and sits them down and just basically gently says, this isn't working out or we're going in a new direction. We have to let you go. I mean, she's not like one of these, you're fired, get out. She does it gently. You know, she's one of the, when it comes to that, she's one of those people. But when it comes to arguing over the price of fruit, don't start. You're going to lose.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's a movie. Hey, thanks for the call. There's a movie. I can't think of what it's called now. I want to say it's Up in the Air, and George Clooney's in it. It's a good movie. Rent it. Do one of the red box things that cost you like a dollar. And what we're talking about firing people, and that whole movie is about it. Ooh, it'll make your skin crawl when you watch it, and that's the idea of it. All right, I promise we're going to give you the races next on the flip side.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to kwikedge.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We're getting to the races now. You still can chime in, though. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging out with you across America. Let's check on California, for example. Carly Fiorina, Barbara Boxer. This one shows right now, earlier, before I jumped on the air, I double-checked. It is tied. It is virtually tied at this point, if you believe the polls. So, remember, you know, it can go either way and likely voters, and I'm not going to get into that whole explanation deal, but we follow polls for a reason. They're in a dead heat at 44%. Now, the very latest one I have is this poll from the Terrence Group, and the Terrence Group shows that it's just a confirmation that, yes, this is where the numbers are. They appear to be just dead on, locked in. Boxer has been a senator from there forever and a day, and she's the most, I think she's the most liberal, probably, senator, and there's others, but I'm going to say she's probably the most liberal, I would think, in coming out of California. The other big one is Jerry Brown. There he goes again. Governor Jerry Brown. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Meg Whitman spending a fortune to try to win this seat. And now it's looking like Jerry Brown has a little bit of a bounce. And can you guess why he's getting that bounce? If you were thinking California, Latinos, okay, attack ads, yeah, that's helped. 8 points is what he has right now, 8 points. Because it's been, and it has been non-stop attacking and flooding mailboxes and all that other stuff about Meg Whitman. Remember the thing with the maid? She had a maid who was illegal, said she didn't know she was illegal, and so they played that up, and they've been spending money, the Brown campaign, more in that direction. So the Public Policy Institute, the survey they did that was released very, very late on Wednesday, showed that Brown had a 44% support among likely voters to Whitman's 36. Remember, like I said before, he's a former governor. He was a two-term governor. So despite all the money she spent and the niche that she has, because she's targeting voters by gender and race and geography, he's getting the Latin, the Hispanic folks to vote for him or to go in his direction or say they're going to vote for him. So that's where he's getting a lot of his support, and other, among other people too, but he's getting a lot of that, and that's giving him some higher numbers. What does it mean on election day? Like I said, you know, that can go either way. All right, everybody has their eyes on Delaware. Christine O'Donnell versus Chris Coons, the Democrat. And where is she? She was trailing pretty miserably on the last check, and in fact, double digits is what I saw. And there's all kinds of debating going on between the two of them. They're complete opposites. And the one debate that was televised was dissected from here to Sunday, and there were a few little fireworks, but nothing that would just blow you off course, I think. What Christine O'Donnell talks about mostly in her push for the Senate is that she's not getting any help from the Republicans. Chris Coons, on the other hand, is talking about tax cuts and where that's all headed and what happens if he jumps into that seat. Here's both of what they're talking about.
If we had other groups, we, you know, buy in commercials exposing my opponent's tax and spend record, then it would be a lot easier to educate the voters.
I'd be willing to extend them for several years for all Americans of whatever income if that also allows us to reach a bipartisan compromise that makes real progress in offering tax relief to small and medium businesses, for the home office exception, for the research and development tax credit.
All right, so that goes back to the Bush tax credits that are supposed to expire in December. And should we freeze the taxes across the board for everybody, or how does that work? And you heard his explanation there. So we move from Delaware and the fact that Coons has the big edge now anyway to Rand Paul in Kentucky. He's gotten a lot of headlines, both pro and con. We had him on this show, and actually some of what he told us during the fundraising stages I thought was pretty interesting. One of the things that he likes is the idea of having this wait period to actually read the bills before we can vote on them. I think that's good. And another thing that he's not real high on, like his father, is the Federal Reserve, which I couldn't agree more. It's ridiculous, some of the things that are happening and have been tweaked in our economy. By the way, our monetary system is, they need to really examine that. Of course, there's too much special interest to do that, and you know, they have a stranglehold, really, honestly, on what's happening in this country. And then the Chinese, hey, the Chinese, they could drop kick us at any point with the major debt that they own. So it's Paul versus Jack Conway, and that's a very tight race, almost dead even now at this point in the run for the Senate. Things get nasty and have gotten nasty between the two of them, especially over campaign ads and whatnot. So Rand Paul is saying he needs to hear Jack Conway's sorry, and that the comments were below the belt. Take a listen.
It's 30 years ago appropriate, but it's them saying what they think my faith was about 30 years ago. That really is below the belt and has no place in the discourse. It's appalling. It's shameful. And really beneath contempt. And I stick with what I said the other night. He should be ashamed and he should apologize.
All right, that's kind of a crazy deal. What happened was Paul went to school at Baylor University, and it's a religious, I'll say it's religious university kind of, because you certainly have to be uber religious to go there. But he had some pranks that he was involved in, and the pranks were tying up some girl and saying that she had to pray to the Aqua Buddha or some such thing. So that gets taken out of context, much like the Christine O'Donnell thing with the, I think with the witch comments, the crazy things that she said on Bill Maher. There's a big difference there. On the Bill Maher show when he was doing Politically Incorrect. So I would agree with Paul, but they're going to, again, you're going to take an edge when you get an edge when you see that it's all these kooky, crazy, nutty comments that are exaggerated. You're seeing Democrats and Republicans do that. I mean, that's campaigning 101. Exaggerate the opponent's weakness, which really isn't a weakness. It's something that happened a zillion years ago and is being portrayed as something it wasn't. And that's the way they play the game nowadays. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, feels pretty confident that she's going to keep her gig. Listen to what she said.
I believe that it would be very difficult for the Republicans to take over the House of Representatives. Let me tell you right here and now that I would rather be in our position right now than theirs.
All right, so she feels confident the Democrats are going to do okay. And the early voting shows that more Democrats are voting than Republicans in some key states and some big races. So who's right? Well, the answer is I'm not Madam Cleo. If I was, I don't even think I'd be talking on these airwaves. Who knows where I'd be? On some island somewhere where people would be coming in asking for advice. How did you know that was going to happen to me? I'm kidding. Okay, so this Gallup poll shows that many voters would be happy to see Nancy Pelosi go. Only 29% of Americans have a favorable opinion of her, down from 36% in May, the lowest ratings since she became Speaker in 2007. I might have mentioned that before. She does have an image problem. There's no gray areas with Nancy Pelosi. And this is among Democrats, too. It's not just, oh, that's the right white people who are anti-Nancy Pelosi, calling her witch and whatever. No, it's across the board. And she didn't have that initially, but she certainly has found herself in that position now. So she was on a show that I watch every once in a while, Charlie Rose's show, and she said what you just heard there, that she expects that the Democrats will in fact maintain control of the House. Here's the problem. That employment numbers are so high, people are furious. The anger level is I think the worst I've ever seen it. I hope a lot of people go out and vote in the midterm elections. All right, here's another bumper sticker that I happened to see the other day. I think this is a pretty good one. I had a life, but my job ate it.